Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 13th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How are you doing, Andy? You all right?
I am very well. How are you, Gordon?
I'm good. Very good.
And joining us again this week, Dave Greenfield. How are you, Dave?
Yeah, not bad, guys. Thanks for the heat wave going on in England again. So
It's pretty hot up here as well, but yeah,
what's up for you guys? 11, 12 degrees?
Oh, I think it's at least 14 today, I'll have you know.
22 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the weather forecast for the rest of the day. That's pretty much as hot as I really want it to get. I wouldn't mind it hotter. You know, I spend a lot of the year moaning about how shit the weather is in Scotland, so I'm hardly going to turn this down when it comes along. I mean, I'll still be wearing like a long sleeve top and trousers. Yeah.
Yeah, because he dresses like, have you ever seen like old timey film swimmers, Dave? Like where they wear like a full length body costume. Yeah. That's like Andy going anywhere. That in a tie. Or some kind of shirt that has a chest pocket. Somewhere you can store cigarettes.
Regardless of the weather, I like a shirt and tie. What can I say? Not wearing that today though. Very smart casual with my chinos and my long sleeve polo top. Summer wear.
That's it. A gentleman's summer. Good man.
A gentleman's summer wear. Let's get on to gentlemen's winning football bet results from last week, which was a really good start to the season, especially from Dave. You know, spoiler alert, but I think most of our listeners will know that Dave had an incredibly good weekend last weekend and got the season off to an absolutely flying start. So we'll run through, as always, the bets from last week's show and let you know how they got on. Starting with my banker, Rangers versus Kilmarnock, a home win for Rangers at banker odds of 2-9. 1-2-0. You got an early payout as well, albeit that early payout was 88 minutes into the game. But it was only ever going one way. So delighted to get a banker on the board nice and early.
My banker was, I think, the last game of the week that actually took place. This was Kristiansund versus Molde, and I had Molde away. Didn't start very well. Kristiansund went up 2-0, courtesy of Andres Hopmark and Bendik Bay, the two gentlemen from the Kristiansund team. Happily, though, Molde went out and got three goals. They came back into the game. It was two each by halftime, and then it was they scored just after the second. Couldn't have, if you're asking when I want them to score, just after the break would have been perfect, and that's when it came in. So Kristiansund get a man sent off late on, but yeah, I think Molde probably just got caught cold. The fact they were playing midweek and managed to recover it there, and that came in at the odds of 4-7.
Do you, because I know I was in the car next to you when this game was ongoing, and I was keen on the 4-1. Okay, they touched 4-1 and 2-0 down.
Yeah. So that isn't that, considering they are a two goal head start and you're still 4-1. I think the bookies have got a pretty good inclination that this might be a bit of a freak thing happening to you. But they weren't behind. They were only behind, really. They were only 2-0 down for about 20 minutes. So.
Came in. That's all that matters for the banker. You get the banker in. All good.
We alluded to Dave's good week. So, Dave, your banker.
Yeah, so I was the start of the National League in England, and I had Wrexham to beat Eastleigh. And it went off about 2-11 in the end. But Wrexham ended up winning the game, luckily 2-1. Eastleigh took the lead on the 15th minute. Made Wrexham sweat a bit, but they brought on summer signing Elliot Lee. Came on in the 63rd minute, equalised in the 73rd minute, and then managed to get Wrexham the winner in the 85th. So a good bit of management there, bringing him on.
That's it, yeah. Quite easy management there if you're just plunking him on it. Mate, sort that out, would you? I like no worries.
Yeah, good 2-1 win, and that brought in the treble for us. What was it? That ain't just our Ravens, was it?
Yeah, the banker treble was 1.5-1.
Yeah.
Bang on, 1.5-1.
What would you say we hit these? 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10?
Yeah, you'd be hoping for that sort of return rate, absolutely.
Yeah, so you're doubling your money every week, virtually, aren't we?
Yeah. That's, I mean,
not to speak too soon in case we have a disaster with the banker this week, but yeah.
Yeah, my banker this week's 3-1, Dave, so hopefully we can get
banker treble's been good to us in the past, and we've started the season off correctly with another one, which leads us nicely onto the value picks. So these tend to be around even money, something we think there's a good chance of coming in at decent price. Mine was Aberdeen to beat St Mirren at home. I think St Mirren will be rubbish this season, and Aberdeen won this game 4-1. It was paid out when Aberdeen went 2-0 up after just 37 minutes, and that was 10-11. So great price, easy win. Love it.
I am the blemish in this area. So let me start off by saying I had Strasbourg to beat Monaco. They went off at 13-10. So it was a big price in the value kind of area for us. Shite game for me. They were 2-0 down at just after halftime, the 53rd minute. They did get a goal back, Habib Diallo bringing them back in, a guy who is just like, I've tried to think of a Scottish guy. He's one of these guys just mills about the French first and second divisions and just score. It's like Mitrovic. He scores about 20 goals in the French equivalent of the Championship. Then he comes up and he gets 9 and he gets sent to another team. He's like, right, son, go and play with Brest for a season. That's you back up to 20 goals. Right, you're going back up with Nantes this year and you're going to score 9. He also got a goal chopped off in the 96th minute. But that goal didn't matter. The value bet was pretty stone dead after that second goal went in. So disappointing in there for me. But it's a value. It was quite a high priced value as well. But disappointing for me. Dave?
Yeah, so I had Leeds against Wolves in the Premiership. And I like Leeds at 5-4. And they came out 2-1 winners. Leeds fell behind quite early from Poland's goal for Wolves on the 6th minute. But they got back into the game pretty quickly when Rodrigo equalised. And then Aronson had a shot, took a deflection off Aitnori, ended up in the back of the net. I spoke to my mate about the game, the Wolves fans, and they said Wolves were on top at that moment. So Leeds getting the goal then pretty much killed off the game for the rest of them. But, you know, it's a pretty even game by all accounts. But it looked good. Aronson and Adams apparently looked really good for Leeds. So good 2-1 win.
Fantastic. Banker and value in for you and me, Dave, and Gordon. Not getting the value in, but it was an ambitious shout, and he definitely makes up for it in the next section. So it's all good. The next section is the outsiders, where we're looking at something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. I was in a huge fixture in Japan that will have ramifications on who goes on to win the championship for Kawasaki Frontale versus the Yokohama F Marinos. And I took the Yokohama F Marinos away at 17-10. I just thought it was such a good price and what would be a game that could go either way. And it really could have gone either way. It was one each into the 100th minute when Kawasaki scored a winner. So my outsider lost, but it was a close game. And if the game was happening again next week, I'd put exactly the same bet on. Coin flip stuff.
My game wasn't a coin flip at all. This is the redeeming factor of the podcast for me. I took Sion versus FC Zurich. FC Zurich had to play midweek in the ECL or the Europa League. I'm not sure which one it was. So they were pretty tired coming into a game with Sion, and it was 0-0 at halftime until three goals between the 57th and 68th minute made it 3-0 to Sion. And yeah, it was paid out by then. 7-2 they kicked off at.
It was a great price. Great bet as well.
Didn't see any of the game. Was playing baseball during to the entirety of it. Returned to my phone with a whole bunch of notifications that I assumed were negative, but were all positive. It was great. It was a good return there. So A good win.
I like that. You're having one of those weekends. I'm just going to assume these are all bad.
Yeah. Turn this
out. Oh, they're actually all really good.
They're all good. It's when you get so many in quick concession, it's like the odds of them being three things that I want are very unlikely. But yeah, so a 3-0 win there, you know, back, the outsider slot for me is an area I like, and I hopefully will continue to do well in this season. So 72 for me. And then round us off, Dave, since you've been perfect so far.
Yeah, so I was in League Two. It was the second round fixtures of this league. And it was Newport against Walsall. And I like Walsall. 11-4 they were. Went off at 5-2, I think, in the end. But Walsall won this game 1-0. They managed to win this game without having a shot on target.
Incredible.
Newport passed the game. They had like 61% possession, 13 attempts. But again, Newport themselves only had two on target. But yeah, Walsall took the lead through Dimitri on goal on the 63rd minute. Looks like no shots on target, but we'll take that all day long for an outsider win.
Two out of three outsiders is good. I back that as a Trixie. So that provided me a decent return. I think it was like essentially working out in my total stake at over 3-1. So ideal. Well done, gentlemen. And Dave on 3 of 3 heading into the charity section. Gordon, you go first. It was your charity bet kicked off first, I think.
Kicked off and killed, said section. I would just like to say I've seen the light. I'm a believer in what Morton are going to achieve this season, which is why they're this week's outsider. However, I was backing against them fully for Cove Rangers at the weekend. After seeing them make a couple of really good signings, you said Lewis Longstaff from Liverpool and some various different bits. So thought they were going to be doing quite well. First half, they were fine. They were decent in the game in the first half and went in 0-0 at halftime. Second half, they didn't register a shot on target and Morton scored one goal. As I said before the start of the podcast, if you take 2/3 of a game, you expect it to come in. The third that I was least expecting of rolled on home. So charity killer, welcome to season 5. And I guess Andy, I'll pass on to next.
Yeah, mine was actually the last of the three, but because it was Sunday, and thankfully it didn't matter because I picked a loser as well. Dundee United versus Livingston, to the home win for Dundee United. Obviously, we recorded the podcast before Dundee United went out and beat AZ Alkmaar 1-0 in the Europa Conference League qualification tie last Thursday. They were just spent. I wasn't at the game this week. Had other commitments on the baseball field, but from what I hear, we were just knackered and not up to very much. So I'm hoping that turns around. We're obviously a reasonably small squad, and having games Thursday, Sunday in quick succession, probably not best to look at us for the weekend. So a losing charity pick for me. But Dave, it wasn't 3 out of 3 losers, was it?
No. It was managed to round off a nice 4 out of 4 for myself, and it was Peterborough against Morecambe in League One. And I like Peterborough 3-5. It was a comfortable 3-0 win for Peterborough. You paid out by half time on a 3-6-5 for this. But they went 3-0 up in the 72nd minute. Morecambe didn't really offer up much as we thought. You know, Peterborough ended up having 18 shots, 9 on target. It's too good for Morecambe in the end. So, yeah, no, it was a decent week for me.
I mean, it wasn't even about 3-6-5 4 out of 4, which you've done a few times. This was a full regulation 4 out of 4.
They all ended up winners. Fantastic. What a great way to start the season, Dave. Congratulations. Hope some of the listeners got on your picks in England. 4 out of 4. Can't ask for more than that. Absolutely wonderful. Gordon and I will try. We've been taking notes. We'll try and mimic that this week.
Must try harder. That's it.
Hit the elusive 12 out of 12. But a great opening week. 4 out of 4 for Dave. The banker treble in. Decent value pick from myself that was paid out early, and another really good outsider for Gordon. So good work, gents. Let's keep it going. We're about to have a short ad break for those of you listening on the normal podcast channels, but If you join us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or download the Patreon app and search for Trample Bet, you can become a member of the Trample Bet Club at £6 a month, and you will get access to this podcast early, as soon as we record it, as a video file on Patreon that includes the middle section. This is a special little section of the show where we shoot the breeze about picks that didn't make the show, things we might like that weren't one of the official picks, and just generally stuff that's happening in football this weekend before rejoining the podcast proper for the second half. So great week, guys, and we'll see you all after the break.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, August 13th, 2022. You know the drill: bankers, values, outsiders, and charity picks. Dave on 4 of 4 already. Dave, let's keep the perfect season alive. You've got something to hang on to now. It's gone for me and Gordon. There's no pressure.
Try again season 6 for us.
All the pressure's on you. Go the full season without one pick losing. As usual, we'll start off with the banker bets. And my banker is Saturday at 11 a.m. UK time in the Japanese top flight, so the J1 League, for Kawasaki Frontale versus Kyoto Sanga. And the home win for Kawasaki is 4-9, which I think is really quite good. They secured a brilliant 3 points in the 100th minute against top of the table Yokohama F Marinos. That puts them now in fourth spot on 40 points from 22 games. That's 8 points behind first, but they have 2 games in hand over everyone. So you got to think, you win them, suddenly you're 2 points behind. There's still games to go. Like, they're right in the mix. So that result was massive for them, puts them right back in it, and they'll begin to build on that in a home game against 13th place team Kyoto Sanga, who have 26 points from 24 matches and are going to be comfortably mid-table. I don't think they'll be in danger of anything bad happening to them. And, you know, considering they're a new team in this league, they've had a pretty good first season. But their form's not been good lately. They've managed only 3 points from their last 5 games. So they won't be wanting to play a buoyant Kawasaki team who have taken 25 points from 11 home matches and are really quite solid at home. So it's a great spot for Kawasaki to put another 3 points on the board. I think 4-9 odds are very, very generous, and they're my banker for this week.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm in Italy for my banker this week, and the start of the Tammy Abraham fan club banker section with AS Roma away at Salernitana. This bet isn't particularly one-sided, in that I think both teams have good reason to be A, worried, or B, challenging for the title. Salernitana scraped to stay in this division last. There were 1 point. They relegated Cagliari with a 1-1 draw, a game out from the end of the season, and Cagliari just lost about 7 on the spin, kept getting guys sent off. Roma, on the other hand, they ended up 5th. That was enough for them to get into the Europa League spots. They've made some good signings over the summer, some guys that didn't quite work out in other places. So Gini Wijnaldum, who's Liverpool and then PSG, is now at Roma. Paulo Dybala as well in there is at Roma now as well. Nemanja Matic and some various other... they also signed Zeki Celic, the guy who played with... who played with Lille last season, but he did really well in Turkey's few games over the kind of games they played in the Nations League and various bits. He was kind of highly praised in there. I think Roma made some pretty good signings, and they've also got some pretty... I mean, their strike force, if you always look at it, they just have some decent players up top already. So, Yeah, I think they're going to be. I think they'll be all right this season, and I think they'll be up towards the top, challenging with you know, the traditional top flight teams of not top flight teams of Juve and Milan and both Milan. So I think Roma should win this game pretty comfortably. And at 4-9, I thought they're away from home, but 4-9 is quite a big price for a fixture that probably later on in the season will drop in odds. Because I can't see Salernitana be doing anything better than some of the teams that promoted into Serie A last season. So yeah, I'm going to take Roma away at Salernitana, 4-9. Dave, where are you at with your banker?
So I'm in the Premier League Saturday at 3 o'clock, and it's Arsenal against Leicester. I'm going to tag Arsenal here at the odds of 1-2. As we know, Arsenal opened the season last Friday night, beating a relegation-threatened Crystal Palace 2-0 at Palace. Arsenal have won the last three meetings against Leicester as well in the Premier League. So 2-0, 2-0 and a 1-3. Yeah, they've done some good business, haven't they, Arsenal? You know, Zinchenko, Jesus, Fabio Vieira, they brought in. But the one player that looked absolutely excellent Friday night is Saliba, the centre-half, who he's come back from a loan spell last season. Looked brilliant, didn't he? If you saw the game, he just looked untouchable. He was so good. You got Leicester. They were 2-0 up against Brentford on Sunday. Ended up drawing the game 2-2. I don't know what's going on with Leicester. They don't look right, do they? I mean, Schmeichel's gone. Apparently, Fofana looks like he could be on the way to Chelsea because, you know, Chelsea just want to spend as much money as possible. Madison could be off to Newcastle. You know, Vardy's still Vardy, but, you know, he's lost that bit of pace, hasn't he? And, don't know, just, I think they'll probably sit mid-table. Not knowing they're going to do else, but if Arsenal have got real top four aspirations this season, this is a game that they have to go out and play their best and win. So, yeah, I like the look of them. I thought they were good last week, so I'm happy to start them at 1-2.
Yep, I was slightly backing Arsenal. You won't have to convince me to do that, although having done that for many years, I do know the frustrations that come with backing Arsenal, so I hope you don't have to face them this week, Dave. We've got a good history of hitting these banker trebles, and if you fancy to go to the banker treble this week, so Kawasaki, Roma, and Arsenal, that combines as a treble to 2.02-1, so just over 2-1, which is pretty good odds for something that we've got good history of hitting. So there's the bankers for this week. On to the value picks. My game's a wee bit late in the day. I'm on Sunday at 3 p.m. UK time in the Danish Superliga for Aalborg versus FC Nordjylland. We're only four games in to the new Superliga season, which was won last year by FC Copenhagen. But it's Nordjylland that have had a perfect start, sitting in first place with 12 points. That's 4 wins out of 4. 8 goals scored and only 2 conceded. Their opponents, Aalborg, are joint last, only 1 point from their first 4 games, scored 3 times and conceded 8. Nordjylland look really good. They've already played twice away from home and they've won both times by 2 goals, a 2-0 win away at Odense on opening day and then a great 3-1 win away at Brøndby. So they're good results against good teams. They've got an 18-year-old midfielder that's been brought up through their youth system, only ever played for Nordjylland, Andreas Schjelderup, and he's scored 3 goals so far this campaign. He's going to be one to watch. So it's a big odds value for me, 15-8. Like that's outsider price. But on the early season form and the fact that there's another outsider I really like, the almost 2-1 screams value. So we're going big. FC Nordjylland.
I mean, I'm glad you said that because I feel at the start of the season, you end up with quite a lot of them where your value and your outsider really aren't that far apart because it's hard to for bookies to make people outsiders until there's a couple of games of the season actually gone, you know, and unless you're playing against City or, you know, teams like that. Fair enough. But so that's quite
it's a big price and you're definitely on the right side of that in terms of the value. Not to say that, you know, they're not a stick on. You know, they'll lose this game plenty of times, but at odds of 15-8, That's pretty damn good.
You want a bite. Good man. Right. So this week for me on the value area, I'm going back to France. So I'm going to try my hand at this again. But it's a two different teams and hopefully some different fortune here. So I'm going to take Racing Club Lens away at AC Ajaccio. Ajaccio got promoted last season up to the top division after finishing second in Ligue 2. They were pretty good for that. They beat out Auxerre by 1 point last season. And this is the second game of the season. Lens won their first game of the season. They had a quite comfortable victory, 3-2, over Brest. Much like your game, Andy, there was a hat-trick scored by Fernando Sotoca. He actually missed a penalty to make it 4 goals in his first game of the season. This isn't a guy that I'm going to suggest backing as a correct scorer or anything, because he's 31 and this is the first time he's ever done it. But there was also a hat-trick scored in that game. So I like Lens here away at AC Ajaccio. Ajaccio lost their first game of the season to Lyon, but that's kind of expected in this league. They lost it 2-1. Lyon did go down to 10 men after being 2-0 up in 27 minutes. And the resultant penalty brought it back to 2-1. They couldn't do anything after that and ended up getting a man sent off before halftime themselves, thus ruining the chances of the game ever going anywhere else. Like, it's amazing. The second half stats were basically just 2-1 loss to Lyon. That's probably all right for the first game of the season. So yeah, I'm going to take Racing Club Lens here away at 16-11. Pretty big price in the value slot again there for me. But, you know, Lens last season, they ended up seventh. They're a pretty mid to top of the French table team versus a recently promoted team that, you know, you'd be hard pushed to say that they're not going to head back down. Bit like, bit Norwichy. That's how I describe them. But yeah, so Lens away for me, 16-11. Dave, what you got?
My value pick is also at the odds of 16-11. And I'm in League One Saturday, 3 o'clock again, and it's Port Vale versus Bolton. And I'm going to take the away side here, Bolton. So everyone knows from last season, I was pretty big on Bolton. And made a good start to League One so far. Two games in, they've played, drew 1-1 against Ipswich. Last week, they beat Wickham 3-0. You know, Wickham made the player final last year. Ipswich just strongly tipped to challenge for promotion this season. So, you know, it's a good start for Bolton. That they're currently in third on 4 points. You know, scored 4, conceding 1. But Port Vale came up via the playoffs from League 2 last season. First game of the season, they managed a 2-1 win against Fleetwood. They got beat by Exeter 4-0 last week. You know, Bolton have won the last two meetings of this tie, 3-2 and 1-0. And if I'm allowed to go back to 1994, Bolton have only lost once since 1994 against Port Vale. So, you know, history's on their side for this fixture as well.
Only once? How many times have they played?
Lost once in 15 games.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty damn good. And high odds, Dave. High odds for all of us in the value section. On 365 right now, if you were to price the values up as a treble, you'd get just shy of 14-1, which is pretty good. Pretty tasty, I would say.
I would say so.
14-1. So let's go on to the outsiders when we'll find the real odds here. My outsider, Saturday at 3 p.m, a good traditional UK kickoff time in the Scottish Premiership. St Mirren versus Ross County. Now, these are the two bookies' favourites to finish last. Their joint favourite in the finishing last market in this league. I personally think St Mirren will finish last. I just think they're very, very bad. They lost again last week, 4-1 to Aberdeen. They did have a man sent off during the game. That didn't help, but they're really going to struggle this season. Ross County, they also lost. Both teams have lost their opening two games of the season, so they're both sitting on 0 points. But as I say, St Mirren lost to Aberdeen and lost to Motherwell. So, you know, not great. Whereas Ross County have had really tough fixtures away at Hearts and home to Celtic. A lot of teams are going to go away to Hearts and lose at home to Celtic. So I'm not too bothered about that. And despite losing both of those games, they actually managed to get on the score sheet both times against high-class opposition. So that's actually quite encouraging. I've got a feeling this match will be pretty scrappy, but I'm confident Malky Mackay, the Ross County manager, will have them up for the fight. And the price on a Ross County win is 11-5, so it's better than 2-1 in a game that I actually think they're more likely to win than St Mirren. So that's a price for me. Very happy to have Ross County as my outsider this week.
Nice. Well, that's a nice theme going with this, because I am also in the Scottish leagues for an outsider. With an outsider that is 5-2. I am completely changing my opinion on Morton this week. I have total belief in Dougie Imrie and everything he will achieve this season at Morton. And, you know, they will not be partying on the streets of Raith after Morton are finished with them, hopefully. So I'm going to take Morton away at Raith at 5-2. Raith have been terrible to start off the season, losing to Dundee 1-0 at home and losing to Cove Rangers 2-0. Morton, on the other hand, have been quite good. They beat Cove Rangers 1-0 and drew one each with Hamilton in there. So they're under 4 points. No Scottish Championship team has won both their games to start off with. The best points total is 4, shared by 3 teams. The worst is solo Raith. After their 2 games, they've scored 0 goals, conceded 3, 0 points from that. So I think Morton are a much better shout here than Raith in this position. And at 5-2, you'd fancy that, considering, you know, they've played a joint team this season in the Cove Rangers. And the results against Cove Rangers have been Raith lost 2-0 and Morton won 1-0. So direct comparison to start with already. You know, Morton were all right at the start of the season. Dougie Emery seems to do this. He gets them quite good at the start of a season and then it seems to tail off. Hibs used to do that all the time. We'd win like 4 of our first 5 games. Be like, we're definitely doing it this year. We're challenging with the Old Firm. By Christmas, we'd be like 7th. So yeah, Morton away. 5-2, we are all Dougie Imrie.
Done a quick 180 on Morton and their abilities. I like it, Gordon. There's a man that learns with new information.
That's it. Someone's got it.
So that's what it's all about.
Dave, what have you got outsider-wise?
So I'm in League One again, Saturday, 3 p.m. And it's a team I had in my charity slot last week, and that's Peterborough. And they're away at Plymouth. They are 19-10 for a win away from home. Peterborough sit top of League One at the minute. The only team on 100% record with 6 points. You know, they scored 6, conceded 2. Plymouth sit mid-table in 12th with 3 points. You know, Plymouth beat Barnsley 1-0 first game, but they lost last week to 2-1 to Fleetwood, who we said earlier, you know, Port Vale beat Fleetwood the first game of the season. Yeah, Plymouth missed out on the playoffs last year on the final day. They took a right hammering on the final day, and Wickham managed to steal that spot. So I think they're, you know, it's a bit where they're a bit jet lagged maybe for it, but you know, Peterborough have looked good so far. They look like they've got the old Kevin Keegan Newcastle tactics, where they're just going to try and score as many goals as possible just to make sure they win games. Just look like they're going to rest on just like a 1-0 win and they'll be happy with that. They just want to keep scoring goals, which is good. But yeah, I thought they were a good price, especially seeing as they've won both the games this season at 19-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like it.
You mentioned Plymouth there. Plymouth are the answer to... are you going to do the trivia question there, Andy?
No, I was just going to go, Great Army! So, remember that Aviva advert?
Yes, yeah, I do remember that thing about them travelling to Newcastle, was it not?
Great Army!
Yeah, Plymouth are the answer to the trivia question. What is the largest English conurbation to never have a professional team... never have a team in the top division? So Plymouth are with like 285,000 people. That was the thing. And I bet every Premier League team's buzzing about that as well, because they're fucking miles away from anywhere.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's a good pick, Dave. And I'm not questioning you. You got 4 out of 4 last week. You could bring Eden to this. You could have went last night. I really fancy Raith. I'd be like, he's probably got a point. Aye, that's
yeah, a good selection of outsiders. 31.2-1 if you fancied that as a mental treble. Hey, we got 2 out of 3 last week. You know, is very doable. That's why I take it as a Trixie. So get returns if only 2 of them come in. But a good selection all around the 2-1 mark. They're the main picks for the show. Now on to the charity picks. And this is where one pick from each of us, £10 of our own money on a treble. All the money we get back goes to a charity of our choosing that we announce as and when the winners come in. And to kick us off, I don't know if I'm kicking us off chronologically, but, you know, in the order that we run through the picks, to kick us off, Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership, I'm going to back Aberdeen again after a comprehensive win last week. They're playing Motherwell this week, and the odds for a home win for Aberdeen is just under even money at 4-5. Both these teams have 3 points from their first two games of the season. Aberdeen beating St Mirren 4-1 and losing to Celtic 2-0. No shame there. Motherwell have also beaten St Mirren, albeit only by the one goal, 1-0, and lost at home to St Johnstone 2-1. And that's a terrible result. They also had a couple of really bad results in their European qualifying campaign, getting bumped out by Sligo Rovers. So that's a disastrous start to their season. And if this continues, I think they'll struggle a bit this year. Whereas Aberdeen should comfortably make top six by the time the split comes around. So for the charity bet, an Aberdeen home win, some decent odds in there at 4-5.
That's good that you get a nice traditional kickoff time. I'm going to stay with that traditional kickoff time. I am in Norway on Sunday at 7 p.m. This is in the elite Serien. So this is the Norwegian top division, the same division that Molde are in. I'm going to take Vålerenga away at recently promoted, but it's halfway through the season, HamKam. Which is a great name for a football team. Vålerenga have been pretty good this season so far. They're in sixth position, 17 points, 17 games, 26 points, scored 29, conceded 26. HamKam are in 13th with 18 points from their 17 games, 20 goals scored, 21 conceded. However, Vålerenga are in a pretty rich vein of form, taking 15 points from the last five games, scoring 17, conceding 4. HamKam have been shite. From their five games, they've returned 2 points and they've scored 3 goals and conceded 7. Now, this sounds like a lot of numbers. My favourite thing about this game is that HamKam lost to last week's banker, I don't know, whipping boys, Kristiansund, even though they scored 2 goals in the game. They are the only team that they've have lost to Kristiansund in fucking ages. And they lost 1-0 and they've been mince of recent. I really fancy Vålerenga to go away and get the result here. And I think the odds of 6-5 are pretty exciting to do so. So an over even money charity.
Better than evens, Gordon.
Oof. Better than evens. So, yeah, I mean, Vålerenga have been winning pretty emphatically. They're also in the Kevin Keegan school of winning football matches in that they won 5-2, 4-3 and 3-2 in their last five games. Yeah, there's not really much to say about these teams playing each other because all the results are from like 2008 backwards because HamKam headed themselves off into the Norwegian fourth division for a little while and then returned triumphantly to be relegated again this year. So yeah, I like Vålerenga away from home here. You're going to get them over even money, 6-5.
It just sounds like the name, I don't know, like a GoPro on a butcher.
Yeah, the HamKam.
Yeah, let's cut to the HamKam.
Let's cut to the HamKam. He's just making sausages out.
Well, Dave, round us off with the third charity pick.
Yeah, so I'll round us off. And again, I'm in League One, 3 o'clock on Saturday. And it's Accrington at home to Burton Albion. And I'm going to tag Accrington here at 10 to 11. So Accrington sit seventh after their two games, 4 points. They drew 2-2 with Charlton. And then they got a away win, 1-0 at Shrewsbury last game. They look okay, Accrington. They're not pulling up, you know, not going to win the league. But this is mainly getting against Burton here. So Burton, they had a really bad pre-season. The only team they beat all pre-season was Stratford. It even lost the game to some team called Hibs, apparently, in pre-season. But, you know, must be bad, eh?
Oh, but, it's terrible, mate.
Shocking.
But, yeah, the form's continued into the start of the season. They lost 3-0 away at Wickham, opening game. They got hammered 4-0 at home last week to newly promoted Bristol Rovers, albeit they did have Shaughnessy, their best centre-half, sent off after a minute into the game. But that means he'll be suspended for this game as well. So that's another positive for Accrington. Yeah, so I mean, leaves them on bottom of the table. No points, no goals scored, and conceded 7. So, you know, anything we can do to get one. Yeah, doing well. Yeah, they've also Burton signed Callum Butcher from Dundee United.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, he came on last week and got booked.
Oh, right, yeah. I was about to say, so I thought it was going to be surprisingly he came on and didn't get sent off, because that would be a surprise. He's great for a card market. Great for
him. Yeah, love the booking, don't I? Remember, he's got Dundee. But yeah, but I mean, if we go back to the end of last season, Accrington are unbeaten at home in the last 4 games. And Burton, again, going back to the end of last season, they haven't actually scored in their last 4 league games now. So the last 2 games of last season, the first 2 of this season. So yeah, but happy to sack Accrington at 10-11 for the Charity.
There you go, 10-11 for Accrington Stanley. Who are they?
Exactly.
Exactly. Just in all the adverts. Dave only picks games that have an iconic advert from decades ago. But that's the charity pick. So 10 of our own money on Aberdeen, Vålerenga, and Accrington Stanley combines to 6.4-1. So not bad at all.
I'll be staking it this week.
Gordo will be staking it this week, and then depending on the results, in order for it to stay Gordo next week, I would have to get mine in and you would have to lose yours, Gordo. That's the only way it would stay yours.
That never happens, so that's great.
I backed it last week, Gordo backs it this week. But hopefully you're able to donate £74 to charity next week. That would be lovely. Thanks for listening to the show, guys. Do join us on Facebook. There's a Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Couple of hundred members. Getting more and more active now that the football season has returned. Share your picks in there. Tell us the picks you like from this week's show, the ones you don't like, anything else that you've spotted. It's a great place to chat football betting with like-minded people. The fantasy football season has also kicked off. The coveted Trample Bet Fantasy Draft League trophy is up for grabs. I got off to a winning start. I hated my team as well, and I think I scored the highest points out of everyone. I have loads of players that are capable of doing something, but won't do it very often. Guys like Jorginho, he'll score a penalty, but you can't rely on that every week. It'll happen one every 4 or 5 weeks. It just so happened I also had Mitrovic and a few other guys that just did their thing on game week 1. So poor James McIver, he got beat by me. I think everyone else will fancy their chances against my team. But yeah, how did you get on, Dave?
No, I lost my opening game. Not great week for me. It was only really Ad Haaland that scored points, really. All my rest were all 1 and 2 point scorers.
Yeah. Difficult. Gordo, I don't need to ask you. You lost your game, didn't you?
I've genuinely, I haven't logged in. So. I don't know.
We were very annoyed in the draft last week that you didn't pick Anthony Gordon.
Yeah,
I didn't pick him. Well, I think he's a wank. That's right. I've watched him play against Liverpool. Can I just point out one thing? This is not to do with the fantasy at all. It's one of Dave's picks from maybe about 6 months ago when the MLS season kicked off, and Chicago Fire, he quite fancied to do quite well, right? And they were mince for about 15 games of this season, and now they've just started winning again, and they're back in the conference playoffs for this. So there's plenty of games left that are coming back in. Now, yeah. I have them doubled with the Los Angeles Dodgers as part of a ridiculous bet, right? For them to win the overall trophy and the Dodgers to win the World Series, and it returns about $2,000 or something, right? And my cash out has been gradually increasing, and now it's over the stake. Very much looking forward to my 2K at the end of the season, courtesy of both Chicago Fire and Freddie Freeman. So
I've just looked at my open bets on 365. Had to scroll down a wee bit there. £5 each way single and Chicago Fire to win the USA MLS. There we go. It's still live, although my total stake of a tenner can be cashed out for £1.95. So they've clearly got faith this isn't coming in, but delighted to know that it's still pretty active. Oh, the Dodgers are great, Dave.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
San Diego Padres have made a lot of transfer acquisitions before the deadlines, but the Dodgers are still miles in front of them.
Yeah.
So the Padres will be looking for a playoff spot. So Gordon's in a good place with that bet.
I'm in a good spot. So if you know, I make this promise of if this bet does come in, Dave, you will receive both a Chicago Fire top and the Dodgers full jersey on the back of this. And that's my $2,000 done on the back of that.
I like that. You'll get a Dodgers full jersey, not just like a sleeve.
I'm more meant that you get I'm more meant that you get a hat with it.
Fantastic. Well, here's hoping that comes in. So do join us on Facebook, guys. Interesting story there, Gordon, though, that you hark back to. I'm just going to mention it on Patreon. So we mentioned it earlier. Not only do you get the middle section, you get the early release, you get the video podcast, you get extra podcasts. You also get a cheat sheet, and that's of all the picks written down for the week ahead. And when it came to making last week's pick cheat sheet, Dave, I just picked a random one from the past that uses a template, and your banker was identical.
Wrexham.
Yeah, it was Wrexham v Eastleigh, and it was at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and it was a Wrexham win. The odds were slightly different. The odds were slightly different. That was the only thing I had to change. I just thought that was really funny. I was like, oh, wow, we've had this bet before.
Did it finish 2-1 to Wrexham?
I can't remember. But yeah, from months ago, it was exactly the same pick. I just thought that was great. So yeah, join us on Patreon, and you'll get a wee notification on the app. Usually Thursday, that you get the cheat sheet released in the morning. All the picks on the podcast written down, so you don't have to remember what we said, and you don't have to take notes. So two options there: Facebook and Patreon. We'd love to have you interact with us, interact with the show. Gordo, Dave, great start last week. Thanks very much for your time for this week, and hopefully we'll be recapping another successful week this time next week. Everyone, thanks for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sport Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sport Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.